All right, so today we're going to take a deep dive into the NFL playoff picture. We've got two really interesting articles from CBS Sports. One lays out the projected playoff bracket, you know, who's going to make it, who's not. And then the other one's looking at Super Bowl odds. So it's kind of like we get to see the roadmap to the Super Bowl, and then we get to see who the experts think has the best shot of actually win it all.
I think what's really interesting is seeing how these two articles kind of work together. Because you can see how the potential matchups seem to be influencing those Super Bowl odds.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just about a team's record. It's about who they might have to face on that road to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. So why don't we start in the AFC, where things are getting pretty heated. We've already got four teams that have clinched to playoff spots. The Chiefs, Bills, Steelers, and the Texans. But even though those top spots are pretty much secured, there's still a ton of drama unfolding.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. For sure. Even with those top spots, like you said, there's still a ton of intrigue in the AFC. I mean, let's take the Chiefs, for example.
Mm-hmm.
The computer models are predicting they'll win the AFC West, which would give them that crucial first-round bye, even with Patrick Mahomes, you know, nursing that ankle injury.
I mean, that's a testament to how deep that Chiefs roster is, right? Like, they've built a team that can weather pretty much any storm, even if their star quarterback isn't at 100%.
Exactly. Exactly. But yeah, the Chiefs aren't the only team with a compelling storyline in the AFC. We've got the Chargers, who've been on kind of a skid recently. They've lost three of their last four games. They're still projected to make the playoffs, but their remain schedule is brutal.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy. They've got the Broncos, Patriots, A&D, the Raiders still to come. And all of those teams are fighting for their own playoff lives. So you know it's not just about the Chargers turning things around. It's about doing it against some really tough competition.
Right, and that's where analyzing these predictions gets really interesting. The Chargers' 91.5% chance of making the playoffs sounds pretty secure again. But when you factor in how tough their remaining opponents are, it becomes a much tighter race.
For sure. And speaking of tight races, we got to talk about the Steelers and that AFC North battle. They've clinched a playoff spot, but holding on to that division title is going to be a challenge with the schedule they've got ahead of them. The Ravens, with Lamar Jackson back in the lineup, are looking really dangerous.
Yeah, they're definitely a team to watch out for. It all comes down to those head-to-head matchups. You know, the Steelers have got the Ravens, the Chiefs, AD, the Bengals in their final three games. I mean, talk about a pressure cooker. The computer models give them a 73.1% chance of winning the division.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think that's going to be a way closer fight than the numbers are saying.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. The AFC North is always a dogfight. This year is no different. And then you've got the wild card of Mahomes' ankle. Like, how much will that affect the Chiefs' ability to win the division and then make a deep playoff run?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, he's such a dynamic player. Even a slightly hampered Mahomes changes everything. And this is where a team like the Broncos has a real opportunity. They control their own destiny in the AFC West. But can they capitalize on a potentially vulnerable Chiefs team? That's the key for them.
Yeah, for sure. And it brings up a bigger point about these predictions. We're looking at numbers and probabilities. But quarterback health can throw a wrench into everything. It's a good reminder that the human element is still a huge factor in this game.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And while the AFC is looking like it's going to be a battle of attrition, the NFC is a whole different animal. It's wide open right now. Multiple teams are fighting for those top spots. And a bunch of divisions are still up for grabs.
Which makes it even more interesting to see how those playoff projections line up with the Super Bowl odds. All right, so let's switch gears and head over to the NFC, where things are, if possible, even crazier.
Yeah, the NFC playoff picture is a total nail-biter right now. And that uncertainty is definitely reflected in the Super Bowl odds. We've got three divisions that are still totally up for grabs, the North, South, and the West. So it's going to be a wild finish to the regular season, that's for sure.
No doubt about it. And at the top of that NFC picture, we've got the Eagles, who are looking like the team to beat right now. They're on track to snag that number one seed and that crucial first-round bye.
Yeah, that first-round bye could be huge for the Eagles. Gives them a chance to rest up, get healthy, and really fine-tune their game plan for the playoffs. Plus, having a home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs is nothing to sneeze at.
Oh, for sure. But while the Eagles seem to be peaking at the right time, one team that's been trending in the opposite direction is the Detroit Lions. Remember, they were Super Bowl favorites just a couple weeks ago. And now they're battling injuries and they're slipping in the odds.
It's crazy how quickly things can change in the NFL, right? Like, the Lions were on a roll. But losing key players like David Montgomery and a couple of their defensive starters has definitely taken a toll. Their Super Bowl odds have dropped. And now they're tied with the Bills as the favorites.
It makes you wonder how much the odds makers are factoring in injuries. When they're setting those lines, you know, it's one thing to have a great team on paper. But if you're missing key pieces come playoff time, it's a whole different ballgame.
It's a tough balancing act for sure. The odds makers got to weigh a team's overall potential against the impact of those injuries. In the Lions' case, I think they're clearly still a talented team, even with the injuries. But the question is, can they overcome this adversity and get back to that dominant form they showed earlier in the season?
That's the big question mark hanging over them. And that's what makes the NFC so intriguing right now. You got a team like the Lions who are on top of the world, and now they're facing this real test of their resilience. And then you've got teams like the Vikings and the Rams, who are kind of lurking in the shadows, ready to capitalize on any slip-up.
Yeah, the Vikings especially. They have a real chance to steal the NFC North from the Lions. They're playing well. And their remain schedule is pretty favorable. And in the West, the Rams. Despite being kind of inconsistent this season, they're still the favorites to win the division.
So it seems like while the Eagles might be the team to beat, that race for the other playoff spots and the NFC crown itself is wide open. And speaking of wide open, let's dive into those Super Bowl odds a little bit more. You mentioned the Lions and the Bills being tied as favorites, which is kind of interesting considering the Bills absolutely dominated their head-to-head matchup.
Right. I mean, that Week 8 matchup was a statement win for the Bills.
Yeah.
They completely shut down the Lions' offense, held them to under 200 total yards. But despite that performance, the odds makers still see these two teams as equals.
So what's the rationale there? Is it just the belief that the Lions, if they're healthy, are a more complete team than the Bills? Or is there something else at play?
I think it's probably a combination of factors. You know, the Lions, even with the injuries, have shown they can be a dominant team. They've got a potent offense and a defense that can create turnovers. And while the Bills looked unstoppable in that Week 8 game, they've also had moments of inconsistency this season.
That's fair. And then you look at a team like the Steelers, who are seeing their Super Bowl odds plummet. They're still in the playoff hunt. But their recent performance against the Eagles raised some red flags.
Yeah, that game against the Eagles definitely exposed some weaknesses in the Steelers' offense. I mean, they were held to just 163 total yards, which is a major concern against elite defenses. You're not going to win many playoff games with that kind of offensive output.
Especially in the AFC, where you've got teams like the Bills and the Chiefs, who can put up points in a hurry. It feels like the Steelers need to find another gear offensively if they want to make a deep playoff run.
I agree. Their defense has been stellar. But you need a balanced attack to win championships. And right now, the Steelers' offense is holding them back. The question is, can they turn things around in time for the playoffs?
It'll be interesting to see how that plays out, but the Steelers aren't the only team whose Super Bowl odds have taken a hit. The Seahawks went from division leaders to long shots after that tough loss to the Packers.
Oh, man. That Week 15 loss to Green Bay was brutal for Seattle. Like, they were in control of the NFC West. And now they're projected to miss the playoffs entirely. Their Super Bowl odds have plummeted to plus 12,500. Which tells you just how much that one loss shifted the whole landscape.
Yeah, it's a reminder of how quickly things can change in the NFL. One bad game, one key injury, and your whole season can go off the rails. But on the flip side, it also creates opportunities for other teams to step up and make a run.
Exactly. That's what makes this playoff race so exciting. There are so many possibilities, so many potential upsets. So we've looked at the playoff picture. We've analyzed the Super Bowl odds. But the real question is, how do these things connect? How do the projected matchups stack up against those odds?
That's what I'm thinking. You know, anybody can look at a list of names and odds, but it's those potential matchups. You know, that's where things get really interesting. Like, the Bills are favorites to win it all. Yeah. But their path to the Super Bowl could be really tough based on these playoff projections.
Exactly. Like, take the Chargers, for example. The models have them making the playoffs, but just barely. And then they could potentially face the Bills in the wild card round. I don't think anybody in L.A. wants to see that rematch, especially after that beatdown in Week 8. But it shows how a team's path, you know, not just their talent, can really affect their Super Bowl chances.
Totally. And that's when you start to see where those upsets could happen. Like the Commanders, they're sitting at the 7th seed in the NFC, but they've got a winning record. And they're playing some pretty good football. So if they end up facing a Lions team that's still dealing with all those injuries, that could be a much closer game than the odds makers think.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think the NFC wildcard round is going to be a total toss-up this year. You've got teams like the Commanders, even the Giants, who aren't getting a lot of attention. But they could definitely make some noise if they can pull off an early upset.
It's like the NFC is this giant puzzle right now, where all the pieces are constantly moving around. You've got those top contenders like the Eagles and the Lions, but then you've got these dark horse teams emerging. And honestly, it's anybody's guess who's going to come out on top.
I think that's what makes the NFL playoffs so much fun to watch.
Yeah.
You know, it's not always about who's the most talented team. It's about who's playing their best at the right time, who's got that resilience, and who can take advantage of those opportunities when they come up.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And that leads to a really interesting question. Which team, regardless of the odds or their seed, has the most to prove in these playoffs? You know who's got that biggest chip on their shoulder? Who has the most to gain? Or maybe even the most to lose?
Ooh, that's a tough one. You know, it's tempting to say a team like the Chargers. They've consistently underperformed in the playoffs. They've got the talent, the star power. But for whatever reason, they haven't been able to put it all together. This could be their year, you know?
Yeah.
Their chance to finally break through and shut all the doubters up.
That's a good one. But what about the Lions? They were everyone's favorites for most of the season. But now they're facing all this adversity with all these injuries. Can they still be considered a true contender if they're missing key players? Or will they fold under the pressure?
That's a great point. The Lions need to prove they're more than just a bunch of talented individuals. They need to show they can adapt, win with that next man up mentality. If they can overcome the injuries and make a deep run, it'll say a lot about their depth, their resilience, and their coach.
For sure. And let's not forget about the Steelers. They've been winning games, but their offense has been pretty inconsistent. Can they step it up in the playoffs? Or will they get exposed against those top defenses?
And this is what's so fascinating. It's not just about the Steelers proving themselves to the fans. It's about defying the stats, too.
Yeah.
They've been outperforming their analytics all season, which means they might have been a little lucky. Or maybe they just can't keep playing at this level.
Yeah.
The playoffs will show if they can really keep beating the odds.
So we've got our contenders, our favorites, and our underdogs. But the playoffs are always full of surprises. So here's something to think about as we wrap up. Which team could really shake things up and make a surprise run? Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the NFL playoff picture. And until next time, keep on diving deep.